Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, coming your way today from the Foundry Kitchen and Bar here in downtown Elyria. And we continue to shine the spotlight here on Elyria. It's the final chapter of the 2018 WEOL Spotlight on Elyria. Last two mornings, it was Reuben's Deli taking center stage with Bruce Van Dyke and Craig Adams in the morning. But you've got me, Andy Bullbarch, and Matt Douglas with you here for Bullseye on the afternoon for another hour or so. And we are joined at this time by two dapper young gentlemen, Jim and Bob Vandermark. Guys, how are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Well, we were talking earlier, Bob and I were talking about Bob's big vacation coming up, and boy, I thought it was fascinating. We were sitting there talking. You mentioned, you know, we tried to convince Grandpa to come along with us, but he just couldn't bring himself to shut the shop down for a week.
Unfortunately, that's a tough decision for the old man to make.
So he graciously offered up his credit card, and we're going to go without him.
Wow, I like that idea.
It worked out well.
Yeah. You guys should go.
That's just like having you there. Yeah, I might jump on. Yeah. Enough room in the van?
Papa bought this.
I like that.
Papa bought this, right? Yeah. They'll come back with a truckload of stuff.
Exactly.
And Bob was just telling me he bought a big old camper, so he's got plenty of room to put that stuff in.
Just throw it all in there.
Throw it all down. He'll be all set and ready to go.
Nice. Well, the fall is upon us, and, you know, I think it's been almost a year since I walked into your shop, and I said, well, I've got a purchase I need to make. And, well, I've been back several times since. My fiance continued to tell me we need to come back more and more and more. So
that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. Are fall weddings really becoming extraordinarily more popular than summer weddings?
There's no doubt. Over the last 5 or 10 years, the fall weddings have picked up because I think you just get a little bit more promise of cooler weather. That 90s stuff, if you're sitting there and doing a traditional tux or heavy dresses and stuff, it just doesn't seem. And so, I mean, you're always going to have summer weddings, but boy, there's a lot of fall weddings we have on our plate. So they start mid to end of August, and then we've got a lot of people in September and still October that are picking up their things and doing their wedding bands and all that. So I think it is a lot more probably popular than it ever was.
Sure. What's the most popular? Still summer, though, I'd imagine.
No,
right?
It's becoming fall.
Oh,
it's
right.
Becoming fall. And again, I'd have to talk to the, you know, vow to the wedding venues themselves to tell you what dates they're all booked up for and all that. But from what we're seeing, it seems like we get a lot more people that have fall weddings planned.
Tend to see a lot of wedding bands coming in this time of year. And so a lot of people coming in, picking out their wedding bands, which tells you we're getting closer and closer.
Right. And I just, we sold two sets of wedding bands on Saturday, two different guys, and the week before that, couple more and this, and so you just know that there's a lot of fall weddings coming up that are getting ready to go.
Yeah, you're actually...
When's yours?
Yeah, pretty soon here.
Pretty soon.
I was going to say, you guys are...
He's
you
sweating,
guys are,
Matt, and I'm not sure why he's sweating.
Yeah, anytime
not
you mention...
Not the hot wings, is it?
No, it's not. Anytime you mention something wedding-wise around the office, although I guess we don't talk too much about that, but you can see Bull start to get a little nervous.
Yeah, sometimes I have to walk into the other room and just pretend like I'm not here.
Somebody brings a cake, he disappears. It's just strange.
He starts to hear all those old jokes. Marriage is an institution. Sure. Why do you want to be institutionalized?
It's all fun stuff.
It's all fun stuff.
A wise man told me on a commercial about, 10 minutes ago, if you can make her laugh, you can make her do anything. But if you can't make her laugh, you should get her some jewelry.
There you go.
I like happy
that
wife,
theory.
Happy wife, happy life.
Right.
Big slogan there.
Yeah. Right.
I like that theory.
And if it's a laughing wife, she's a happy wife, right?
Good to go.
She's having a good time no matter what.
How long ago did you cut that? Was that recent?
Oh.
Or has it been a while?
It was probably a month or two ago.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I thought that was hilarious. I had never heard that before,
never
and I thought, boy, that's interesting. And it's funny because
makes
it's
sense.
Absolutely true.
It's absolutely true.
You know,
yep.
If you're not a funny guy and you can't make her laugh, well, you got to provide something, right?
Right.
Like, I guess if you don't have a personality to make her laugh, you should be able to, like, make her cook, right? Feed her, right?
Somehow. You got to win, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Somehow you've got to win. So buy her a piece of jewelry. That's what we were just talking about over there with Lisa and
Tracy.
And Tracy was over there. And, of course, our superintendent.
Glenn.
Was he on?
Uh-oh.
Was Glenn on?
Glenn was not on.
Glenn was not on today.
Okay,
he's just here with Lisa.
He's hanging out.
Okay. And so we were just talking about the fact of, though, that whole happy wife, happy life and the whole method of how you do and you make things work and all that kind of stuff as far as the values go and all that. So it's kind of fun stuff.
That's the truth,
yeah. And then happy businesses. And ours is a happy business to be in. We're talking about work ethics and things of that nature and how we would love to go out. Tracy had to go back and they're opening Stocker tonight, she probably told you, for the performing arts.
Neil Berg,
Yes, and so that's pretty cool stuff. But we were talking about how we'd love to do everyone's job at one point.
Sure.
That would be cool for a day to be, whether it be a school superintendent, whether it be a garbage man, a newspaper reporter, whatever it is, that it would kind of be cool to do someone else's
radio
job.
Personality, that
radio
cool.
Personality.
That'd be
cool. I'd love to be radio personality. Well, I mean,
oh,
that's
yeah.
a dream.
That's a dream job.
So,
right.
Look at that.
It's always so much easier than it looks, right?
Yep.
In every profession. Every profession.
Every single one.
Now, as far as like being a garbage man, I did that for 3 summers. I don't want to say that's as easy as it looks, but that is exactly as it appears. All you do is go stop to stop, and you pick up garbage and you throw it in a truck. Now, it's exhausting because at the end of the day, you know, you're filling up a 12-ton truck probably a couple times, mm-hmm. and you're constantly moving for, you know, 8 hours or whatever it is. But it's always a lot more fun from the outside looking in, right? And you're right. I think for like an hour, it would be cool to do those jobs. It would be a lot of fun. Whether, you know, being a bartender would be really cool. Being a superintendent, that would be really cool for like an hour until you start getting those phone calls you don't want to get, right?
You don't want to get.
True, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's why I've said about our business, the cool part about the jewelry business is that for the most part, everybody's happy. Birthdays, anniversaries, yeah. weddings. So we don't get too many customers coming in the store upset to start with. So there was a fella down the street, Murphy Brothers Auto Body, an old Mr. Lagerteria, which owned the shop. He comes in Brandaw's one day, and he goes, Vandemark, you know how damn lucky you are. I'm like, I can tell I'm about to find out. Everybody comes in my body shop upset because they've wrecked their car. It's rusting out. I've got to take an unhappy customer and make him happy. He goes, you, all your customers are happy. All you got to do is keep them happy. Your job's easy. And, of course, he was just being facetious. He was selling me tickets, the Larry Catholic Boys thing that he always sold tickets for.
Sure.
But I thought about what he said, and it was a good point, Matt. It made sense. So I've always thought to myself when our customers come in, hey, I've got a happy customer to start with. I just have to keep that elevation of happiness and enjoy, show them some nice quality product for whatever occasion they might be doing, or Bob does some great repair in the back in the shop. They've got something that broke, and we need to make them happy with that. And if we say, oh, yeah, we can fix that, no problem at all, then we're in good shape and ready to go. So it is a fun business from that standpoint.
Yeah.
You ever have an unhappy customer walk into this shop before? The reason I'm asking is what in the world would they be unhappy about? That just seems like it would be a real strange, awkward situation. Are you walking in to buy jewelry because you feel like you have to walk? It's like when you're buying somebody a birthday gift. Oh,
yeah.
I got to buy a birthday gift.
And, yeah. And for the most part, the answer is no. Walking in very rarely. And I think the only time you probably do is if somebody had something and it didn't hold up to their expectations or something of that nature. Per se, it broke or something like that. Then they come in unhappy. But again, that's where you come out and you tell them, hey, we didn't want this to break on you. No, we can take care of this. No problem at all. We can fix it and get it ready to go. And that's, you solve that problem. So sure, I think every once in a while you've had somebody walk in who's not happy to begin with, but 99 times out of 100, tell you we do a pretty good job of keeping them happy and doing a good job of having them come back.
I'm asking for a friend of mine, but we're coming up on Sweetest Day, right?
True.
So what's a good Sweetest Day gift to buy? I mean, you're looking at some jewelry. What's the typical Sweetest Day jewelry gift that's usually purchased?
Usually this ring that I have in my pocket is what most guys
buy. That's the one, huh?
That's the one.
That's for Sweetest Day.
For Sweetest Day.
I was thinking chocolates. Obviously, I need to up my game a little bit.
Come on, Matt.
My bad. Well, let's not tell my
wife
that.
That's about what you spent last year, Bull, right?
Right. Close to that.
Sweetest Day? Close to that.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah, right on par with what I spent last year.
Just under 10.
Boy, that is a gorgeous ring.
That's stunning.
We've got to keep that off social media because if my fiance sees that, I'm going to have to pick up a fourth job to try and make the ends meet here.
Boom.
But, boy, that is a beautiful ring.
Yeah, that really is.
I don't want to drop
Matt's
really
like
afraid
that.
Of this
he
stuff,
is, yeah.
He?
Well, it's very, very precious. I feel it's like a child, you know. You love holding your own. I don't know that
I want to hold anyone else.
Exactly. I don't trust myself that far. Yeah.
That would look great on cake. Just saying. That
it
would look great on cake.
It probably would. I don't disagree with you, but we're not going to find out.
We're not going to find out. Yeah. Probably one of the hottest things we've had fun is those moon glows.
I was going to say the same thing, moon glow. Yep. Yeah, great price
so
point.
It's basically the astrology of the moon. Mm-hmm. So it's based on when you were born or a special occasion, and you look at that date, and it tells you what the moon phase was that night. So it could have been a first quarter moon, second quarter, waning crescent, waxing crescent, full moon, lunar eclipse, whatever it might have been. and then it shows the moon and then tells a story about the person that represents that type of moon, almost like a horoscope. And they're $50, and they come in bracelets or necklaces,
yep,
with chain included, and it's been fun. In fact, we just had a girl today, and she probably bought her fifth or sixth one, because you give them to somebody, and they love it so much that then their kids want one, or their aunt wants one, or this, and so she just bought another one today, because she just thinks they're cool.
Well, that's cool.
It's called a moon glow?
Moon glow.
And it comes in bracelet and in necklace form?
Correct.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And they're really cool. So you come in, we look up, the date goes back to 1919. So, I mean, it's not like you can't hardly find anybody in there, up all the way up, of course, to current. And, again, it's easy. What's your birth date and year? You look it up, and then you say, well, you're a 6A moon. And you look in the back, and it said, oh, that's a waning crescent. So then you go to read the story, and then it's gift boxed, right? And then there's a card that goes with it that you put the date on that you bought it for, and it tells the story of that date, if you would, what the waning crescent represents. It could, you know, it could calmness and virtue. One of them is you're standing on a corner and a winning lottery ticket blows in your mouth, and this and this, and it talks about how lucky the person might be or how involved they are in arts and all that. And most of it is all very complimentary stuff, much like horoscopes.
Sure.
You know, you wouldn't read your horoscope if it was awful every day.
Oh, you're doomed. Yeah.
Check that out. Oh, you're going to lose $1 million. I'm not going to read that. I mean, let it happen. And so it's the same type of thing. But they've been so fun because they're personal, because you pick them out for their date. So, yeah.
Cool.
So I'd say that's right now one of the hottest little trends that we've got going, and a great Sweetest Day gift because, as Bob said, it's a great price point.
Yep.
Well, yeah, for $50, and it's a personal gift too. There's an attachment for everybody in some form or fashion.
Right.
Exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. And they're the kind of the Annie and Alex cuff bracelet style, so it's a real popular style. So everybody just kind of likes the whole setup of them.
Right.
Yep.
Very cool. Can I tell on you for just a second here?
Sure.
All right. So I've got to tell this story because, you know, as you might imagine, I'm leaning on Matt a little bit since he's been married for 4 years.
Yeah.
So
something like that.
I ask his advice.
Seems like an eternity.
Right? I've learned some things from him. And I appreciate that, by the way. So, at any rate, a couple days ago, we're sitting there talking about wedding stuff, and we're going back and forth. And he said, you know, I didn't realize that you're supposed to buy your significant other a gift on wedding day. I mean, we're getting married. So, his wife had gotten him a gift.
I found out the night before.
He found out the night before, so she gave him a gift, and she gave him the letter. And he said his mother-in-law said, okay, well, where's yours for me to give to her? And he was like, I didn't realize I was supposed to get anything.
Deer in headlights.
Yeah. I was like, I'll have it tomorrow.
So, I mean, what do you guys usually experience in that regard? Like, what are some of the wedding gifts that are usually purchased and exchanged on the wedding day?
I would say a necklace. Most of the time, the guys have just bought her a ring. So, you know, she's got the ring already. So a
That's
lot of guys,
what I thought.
Yeah, a lot of guys will do the necklace, maybe some earrings, something like that, something different from the ring.
Sometimes a birthstone.
Okay.
Depending on what, that seems to be the norm of it, if you would. Because Bob said you don't want to kind of confuse the ring issue, because she's getting her wedding band the day of the wedding, too. And, so, of course, a lot of guys think, well, isn't that enough?
Yeah, right.
Not saying Matt, of course, did.
No.
But a lot of guys feel that is. And so, yeah, it all depends on where you're going, what you're doing. But if it's a jewelry-related item, as Bob said, typically it becomes a necklace or a pair of earrings or a matching ensemble, depending on what her birthstone is and things like that. Because they don't want to overshadow typically the wedding band that's being given as the wedding set, but they just want a little item that says, hey, I thought of you that day. And some of them will do, if the wedding's in June, they'll do a pearl necklace because that's the birthstone for June or something of that nature also.
Huh.
So if the wedding's in October, that birthstone is October, opal, and they'll maybe do an opal or pink tourmaline or something like that. So just all depends on what the fella and what's in his mindset, I guess you'd say.
Has it always been that way? Like, has that always been part of that tradition, or is that something that's picked up steam the last 20 years?
I think it's been a long time, actually.
I think the new one for me is the push present. You guys heard of that one?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the one that seems to be fairly new to the game.
Yeah.
I didn't do that one either.
Didn't do that?
No, yeah. I've got two of them. So
that's why I said the same way. Hold on, I just gave her the baby. Yeah, what else does she want? And
right.
That didn't go well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I'm sure there are probably a lot of responses you probably shouldn't use in that situation. That might be one of them. But no, the whole push present thing.
Oh, yeah.
So my brothers, they both have a couple kids, and that was their response. Wait a minute. Wait. I'm giving you a present for pushing out the kid? It's a difficult thing to do, I would imagine.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But you get a gift for that? Like, But that's
of all the things, you probably should get a gift for that. I mean, that's an impressive.
Looks pretty painful.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing it. I'll tell you that if it were my choice. Yes.
More fun to make them, right?
Exactly.
Sure. So, what are the more popular push presents then? Like, what kinds of things do you experience? Do you guys sell more?
Well, the most popular right now is the heartbeat pendants, because those are the ones that flutter with every beat of your heart, and you've started a heart beating. You've created a child. So that's cool. Been a real fun present for the push. And they do mostly necklaces, but they do bracelets and earrings. But a lot of the guys absolutely love that when we talk about it, because I tell them, get a little romantic, write in the card, you know, we've started a heart beating together, and boom, boom, boom. Sure. And then give them a little heartbeat pendant. And they come in sterling, so they ran anywhere from, probably $50-$60 on up to gold ones, which is $500,000-$800,000. But it can hit any price range. So the fella doesn't have to be rich, because obviously you're buying some Loves or Pampers or whatever that is out there today. So, you know, it's not like you have to spend $1 million. But so that, to me, is one. Anything else you think of, Bob?
There is some birth jewelry.
Birthstones.
A lot of the guys will do for the whatever the month is, the child being born, they'll get a birthstone necklace for her, or birthstone earrings. Kind of go along with the birth of the child type thing.
Are you trying to tell us something here, Bob?
No.
Oh, right.
Hold on.
I'm reading into it. Put the cart before the horse.
That's right. He didn't bring that up, did he?
Exactly.
He did.
Yeah, I didn't know where he was going.
Went like straight into it. There's push present here.
So
about
now
that.
I heard about the sweetest thing.
So you'll be in on Saturday. Yeah. Is that what you're telling us?
Oh, geez. Yeah,
starting rumors on the radio.
Or did Bob bring that up?
Bob brought that up. Right?
I did. It was my fault. It was all my fault.
Well, he's because
you know something about Bull that we don't know?
Well, I can't tell.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first, folks. WEL, 9:30 a.m.
All right, he said 9 and 7. He thought maybe 1, 2. I mean, you know, 7 and 1 is not too big of a gap there, right? So, I mean, maybe you're going for round 3?
Yeah, round 3, yep.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going with that. Yeah.
Baby machine's done.
That's all right.
Bob's out.
We're out.
Well, he's taking his kids down to Universal and Disney World.
Yep. That's awesome.
That's
stuff.
Impressive. Yep.
You guys look blessed.
And take them out. Yep.
And you said they were lobbying for Grandpa Jim to go down also.
Oh, yeah. They wanted him to go. They want him to go real bad. But,
Papa,
I understand.
Papa
Somebody's got to stay in work, you know.
Papa gives them everything they want. So there's not many rules.
Papa doesn't say no.
There's not many rules.
That's the role of the grandparents. I've come
right.
to find
it
out.
Is.
I said,
yeah.
Unless you're a grandparent that has to raise your grandchildren, then realistically, to me, they should. I mean, they've got morals and values. They got to, you say no sometimes when it's too much this or this. But in general, you want them to be so excited to see you that they're just like, you are, you've got my back every minute of the day, but you're a toy, and I'm always willing to be the toy. And so I just focus on them as much as I can. And because I think it, you know, gosh, not too far off down the road here, it's going to be like, oh, hey, Papa.
Yeah.
You know, hey, do you have any money? right now they see you and they just come running to you like a freight semi truck and jump into your arms and, oh my God, so good to see you, and this, can we do this? Sure.
Yeah.
You go and you do whatever makes that day thrilling and all that kind of stuff.
True. So. My mom was called in on emergency babysitting duty. Our babysitter got pneumonia, so unfortunately we tried to find somebody, so she's watching him today. And before I left, my oldest daughter asked me for a popsicle. I said no. She turned around and asked Grandma, and as I was walking out the door, the freezer was open. So she got her popsicle.
Just how it goes.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
They
figured
how
it out.
Teach them to play us.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
And then they become wives.
Right.
Just got to find the right channels, right?
She's learning well.
You just have to find the right channels. Yep.
Good stuff.
They'll ask, and if they don't ask again. So we've learned that at the store sometimes. You know, we do those wish lists.
Yeah.
So the lady will come in, and she'll find something she loves for $500 or something like that. Oh, I don't think he'll buy it. If I put this $3,000 one on there, then he'll default. And believe it or not, us guys are that gullible.
Yeah.
So we put down a $3,000 one and a $2,500 one and the $500 one she wants. And the guy walks in, and he goes, what was on our wish list, Jim? And we show him, and, oh, my God. Oh, geez. Oh, okay, just give me the $500 one. Because we take the least path of resistance there and all that. And that's the one she wanted.
That's
you learned to play him pretty good.
Well, I would assume after all those years of marriage, you know what cards to play, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
So I assume the guys learn to play their own set of cards.
Oh, without question.
Exactly.
Without question.
Exactly.
We can't be naive here,
innocent
right?
Here.
Yeah,
we're,
right. Yeah,
no,
right.
We're on national radio.
Sure, yeah.
What program did you guys run?
International? National? What is
it's international. Might
it's
as
international.
Well.
Yeah.
Probably heard.
So you're saying the Russians are listening to us?
Probably.
Now?
Yeah, probably.
More than likely.
All that other stuff.
More than likely. They're locked in.
More than likely. That's right.
if there is life out there, I'm sure they're listening too.
Yeah. After all.
Might not understand what we're going through right now, but they're listening. They're tuned in some form or fashion.
You say, write that down. Heartbeat pendant. Bulls having a baby.
Hopefully that's not the message that came out of this. Gentlemen, a pleasure as always. This is always a blast. Thank you guys for coming on.
We had a good time also. Gentlemen, thanks for having us out.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Again, Jim and Bob Vandermark joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Spotlight on Elyria, coming your way from the Foundry Kitchen and Bar. And as you might imagine, this portion of Bullseye on the Afternoon brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria on Broad Street near the hospital. Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. We need to get to a break. We'll take one now and come back for the final half hour of today's show right after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.